This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality, Dr. John Deloney. Scott's with us. Scott's in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Scott, what's up in your world?
Oh, all good things.
Well, I'm glad, sir. How can we help today?
Yeah. Well, my wife and I were wondering, we want to shut down any access to our credit because we're debt-free and we don't want to apply for credit, and we don't want anybody to apply for credit under our names. And how do we go about doing that?
You freeze your credit. And it's usually a small fee, $20 or something, and you can freeze it. There are three credit bureau reporting agencies, and you need to freeze it with all of them, TRW, TransUnion, and Experian, and that's the three. I have frozen all of ours, and we froze all of our children's when they were children. To my knowledge, they have not unfrozen them for any reason because they don't borrow money either. Anytime you want your credit checked, it cannot be checked. You would have to pay another fee to unfreeze it temporarily, let it be checked, and then freeze it again.
Okay. All right.
Can look at your credit, and your credit cannot be sold to anyone because these credit bureau reports sell your name. That's where you get a lot of this crap in the mail. They don't sell your details, but you can buy, I can go to Experian and I can buy people that fit a certain demographic outline of income or credit type or whatever.
Zip code.
And I can buy blocks of those to market to you if I want. You're off of that if you freeze your credit because no one can access it. Now, it does not keep you from having your identity stolen. Let me give you an example. Let's pretend that some dude gets your Social Security number through one of the 9 million different hacks that have happened out there, and people got, you know, all of Target's information, all of whoever's information. They end up somehow with your Social Security number. And they take your Social Security number and they apply for a visa at Bank of America. The big banks, when they're approving a credit card application, only check the credit on 2 out of 10 apps. They automatically approve the other 8. And so if your credit, if you're one of those 8 and they don't even check your credit, then the thief can open an account in your name. And all of a sudden, it's an identity theft situation. You're not liable for the debt because it's a fraudulent transaction, but it's a hassle to get out of, and that's why we recommend Xander Insurance Identity Theft, and I carry that on myself, my kids, and all of my employees. I furnish it as an employee benefit because of this kind of stuff that's out there. And so these idiot banks will actually open an account and loan people money without even pulling the credit bureau report because on average they come out. It works out for them, but it's just...
It doesn't work out for you. Right?
Yeah. So, in other words, if they come to your frozen account and check it, they'll go, oh, ding, ding, it's frozen, this must be fraudulent, and they will reject the application. So if whoever the lender is that someone's trying to steal your identity with checks your credit, that thief would be denied. And so it does help with identity theft, but it does not prevent it because sometimes they don't even bother to check the bureau, and that's what you're getting into. So, yeah, you can freeze it, and that's what I did, and you can get Xander Insurance identity theft protection, and that's what I did. And the reason we have endorsed Xander Insurance's version all these years is because the big thing about identity theft is not that you owe money, it's that it takes you 600 hours on average to clean up your account after your identity's been stolen. Because you have to go talk to Bank of America and go, no, that wasn't me. Oh, sure, you just don't want to pay your bill. No, it wasn't me. Oh, we'll transfer you to the fraud victim department, and then I have to get a police report, and then I have to sign notarized statements, and I have to do all this crap to not pay a bill that I didn't even take out and was fraudulently taking out my name because you people are doofuses and issued credit without even checking the credit bureau report. Mm. And it's like somehow I get the brunt of that. But that's what identity theft does to you. It steals your time. Because you don't owe the money when someone steals your identity. You didn't borrow the money. It's a fraudulent transaction. You're not liable for fraud. But you have to go clean it all up. And Xander Protection assigns a counselor to you, and they go do all that work.
Oh, wow.
And it gets done a lot more efficiently than me calling and arguing with some idiot on the phone at Citibank.
Well, I'm also thinking,
and by the way, that's what you get on the phone at Citibank.
If I'm an hourly employee, it is going to cost me money. Right? I got to have to sit there and take some time. I can't just...
It costs me money because it takes years off my life.
And you only have a few of those man.
Yeah, I know. I'm right at the end here. I'm right at the end. And so anything that causes me to lose more hair is valuable to me.
We are counting
hairs,
man.
It's very valuable. Yeah, shut up, John. Shut up, John. Old person jokes, John. I mean, really, you are really... This is... You're above that. You really are.
I'm not above a lot, man.
Maybe you're not. Maybe you're not. I mean, I could be wrong. But no, I mean, yeah, because it just, you know, talking to somebody in a cubicle in New York at Citibank, or God help you, in some other country where they've outsourced it.
Or making a police report to an overtaxed police department.
They ain't got anything to do.
Jeez Louise.
You know, they're not worried about, like, real crime. Listen, I got $700 opened up in my name at Citibank. I need a police report.
Right.
And they're like, oh, no, we're kind of busy right now.
Man.
We have real criminals out here. No, that's a real criminal. Well, it's $700.
But I had never thought of freezing my kids' accounts. I'm going to do that this week.
There you go.
It's a great idea.
There you go. You may have to get a court-ordered guardianship.
Man, I dare him. I dare him. Man, I dare him.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.